Almost 3 years ago, I had the privilege of meeting Bishop Roger Boren for the very first time. We were put together by Pope Francis, of all things. And in the conversation that we first had, you know, we talked about a number of different things. But at the very end of the conversation, he said something that didn't click with me. And I had turned away from him just a little bit. And then I realized that he had just zinged me. And, you know, it was kind of one of those moments where as I turned back to him, he had that wry smile on his face, you know. And from that moment on, I knew we were going to be really good friends. Really have, of course, appreciated him deeply. He was born in Draken, Massachusetts on March 7, 1941. And Germaine and Lillian, his parents, brought him to the church. And it was St. Teresa's Church, which would hold a very special place for him all throughout his life. And as they brought him for baptism, it was really the moment when the Lord called him into relationship for the very first time. And it was there that he would make First Holy Communion, so he would receive the body and blood of Jesus for the very, very first time. And it was there that he would receive confirmation, and the Spirit of God would begin to really take over his life. And then he was ordained a priest there by Archbishop Hannon. And so the Church of St. Teresa's became a place of great joy and also great faith for Bishop Roger. And he did talk about St. Teresa's a lot. And you, the family, each of you, of course, and Elaine and Ray and Sue and Paul and, of course, Jim and the whole family, each of you, he spoke of you a lot, and he spoke of you in regard to that specific place in his life that you had for him and that he had for you. His love for you was spoken very deeply, I think, in faith. As we proclaim the first reading tonight from Paul's letter to the Corinthians. I think Bishop Moran in the last few years especially was very conscious of being in an earthly dwelling. Very conscious. And that's really the thing Paul talks about, that we're in an earthly dwelling. And yet, that earthly dwelling is, there's something else there. And that's really what I think drove Bishop Moran, that there was something else there. And that's really God shaping our life and our spirit, if you will, our souls. And I have to admit that as I learned more and more about Bishop Moran's life, I found myself really admiring the courage it took to leave Boston and to come to New Orleans. Wow, the courage it took. He left the East and came to Cajun land. And he really felt a call, I think, to serve the folks that were the neediest. That's why he became the director of the center there in New Orleans. That's why he, I think, was really tapped by the successive bishops of New Orleans each year to serve in the apostolate of social services. His love for the poor, his love for the needy, his love for Christ in them. So we are always courageous. Although we know that while we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord, for we walk by faith, not by sight. Bishop Morin walked in faith, deep faith, deep, deep faith. And I think every time he celebrated the Eucharist, it was for him a moment to touch the Lord and to let the Lord touch him and to let that special relationship that he had with Jesus Christ to truly grow. I know there were moments of struggle at times, you know, in his life. And I know that the illnesses that he was struggling with recently were ones that really were a challenge for him. But he received the challenge, I think, with grace. And he received the challenge, I think, in the love of Jesus Christ. His love for the church here in Biloxi was one that ran very, very deep. And his love for you, the priests especially, ran very deep. And his love for you, the deacons, ran very deep. And of course, to our religious and to all of our lay people, he has fond memories of every parish, every single parish. And he has fond memories of each of the moments of celebration with you. I share in that love with him and found his wisdom and his willingness to serve to be quite profound and touch my heart and my life, I think, very powerfully. I know the family will miss him dearly, as I will, as we will in the diocese. Having said that, we are very grateful for the Lord giving him to us here in the Diocese of Biloxi. And those that have come from New Orleans, I know the Archdiocese is most grateful to have him as a priest and then as a bishop. Each of the moments of faith, I think, that we're called to get echoed in many different ways. And just briefly in the Gospel, we hear really about gird your loins and light your lamps. And so it's really an image of us holding that baptism candle up high. And I think Bishop Morin held his very high as a witness and his sign of the love of Jesus Christ in his life very specially. And you know, in the spirit, I think, of his sense of humor a bit, the family and I have discussed, you know, the last moments that he had. And, you know, in the spirit of him, to get on a plane, having celebrated Mass with the family the day before, in the church of St. Teresa in Drake, Massachusetts, having had dinner with the family the night before, getting on the plane, and going up to 30,000 feet, laying back in the seat to take a nap, and finding himself asleep, and imagine Jesus the Lord meeting him at 30,000 feet, and saying, "Wake up. And I can imagine him saying, "But I'm having such a good nap." And Jesus saying to him, "Come to the wedding banquet we prepared, because we have chocolate. And we have
fried chicken.
And I can imagine Roger, Bishop Morin, saying, "Count me in. Let's go." We lift him up in prayer today. And to the family, to each of you, our prayers are with you. May God's peace be with you at this time of loss. And know that his love is our love for you, especially.